Report, then VP Joe Biden met with Hunter Biden's foreign business associates. By Joel B. Polak on May 26, 2021. A report in the New York Post Wednesday appears to confirm reporting by Breitbart News last October that then-Vice President Joe Biden met his son Hunter's business associates from Kazakhstan at Cafe Milano in Washington, D.C., despite earlier denials. In August 2019, on the campaign trail in South Carolina, Biden told reporters, "I have never discussed with my son or my brother or with anyone else anything having to do with their businesses. Period." The New Post report casts further doubt on that claim. In October 2020, Breitbart News revealed a photograph showing Vice President Biden and Hunter Biden with oligarch Kenes Rakishev of Kazakhstan, who had explored business ventures with the younger Biden. As Breitbart News reported, the photograph of the Bidens with Rakishev and Kazakhstan's former Prime Minister, Karim Masimov, appears to have been taken at Cafe Milano in Washington, D.C. The iconic restaurant's logo appears on the drapes in the background, backwards in the photo. The date of the photograph is unknown. The Post report notes, Joe Biden met with Ukrainian, Russian and Kazakhstani business associates of his sons at a dinner in Washington, D.C. while he was vice president, records on Hunter Biden's abandoned laptop show. The dinner, on April 16, 2015, was held in the private garden room at Cafe Milano, a Georgetown institution whose catchphrase is, "Where the world's most powerful people go." It is not clear whether that dinner meeting was the same one reported by Breitbart News, or whether there were similar ones. But the date is crucial. The next day, April 17, 2015, the Post notes, was when Hunter Biden received an email from a senior member of the corrupt Ukrainian energy company, Burisma, thanking Hunter for introducing him to his father. The email was one of the most significant documents to emerge on Hunter Biden's laptop last October. At the time, the Biden campaign lashed out, claiming Biden's official schedules showed no meeting with the Burisma executive. The mainstream media, and Silicon Valley, suppressed the laptop story. After the campaign, Hunter Biden admitted he was under federal investigation over tax problems. There may be other legal troubles for the Bidens ahead. The Post suggests that Hunter Biden used the World Food Program as a cover for the introduction between his father and his business associates. And Senator Charles Grassley, ARYA, has already asked the DOJ last year to look into Hunter Biden's failure to register as a foreign agent while representing Chinese companies in the U.S. There will also be questions about then-Vice President Biden's apparent use of his position to benefit his son's business interests. In his new book, Breaking the News, Exposing the Establishment Media's Hidden Deals and Secret Corruption, Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow revealed that Hunter Biden took flights through Joint Air Base Andrews, home of Air Force One and Air Force Two, 23 times during his father's tenure from 2009 to 2014. Thanks to the Senate trial of former President Donald Trump earlier this year, there is now a precedent for impeaching and trying former officials for actions they took in office, even after they have left that office. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new ebook, We Told You So, The First 100 Days of Joe Biden's Radical Presidency. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.